Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films you'll be hearing about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing Freaky Friday.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big hate. For fortune cookies.
A podcast soon begins. Its prize reflected in another's ears.
When what you hear is what you lack,
give us 5 stars or we'll break your back.
We will break your back.
We really need these 5-star reviews, guys. Come on, it keeps us current, keeps us in the Apple chart.
New and noteworthy. Come on. Freaky Friday.
What a great film. I'm so obsessed with any type of like swap movies.
Oh, talk to me about it.
And Freaky Friday is like the ultimate. And I'm not quoting the closing credits song that Lindsay Lohan sings so well.
Your favourite song. So Freaky Friday was out in 2003. Gosh, so 17 years ago, because we're 27.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so gross. I want to open a fortune cookie that says, we will shave 5 years off your age. So the film was directed by Mark Waters. Now, yeah. Do you want to tell us what other films he's directed?
I'd love to. So he produced 500 Days of Summer.
Okay.
Great film. He also directed Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, love Jennifer that. Garner classic.
I love that film.
And literally a year later, directed a little film called Mean Girls. Don't know if you've heard of it.
Oh my God, you go Glen Coco.
So this guy's doing really well, really integrating himself into our childhood. So props to you, mama.
I mean, the cast is really good as well. We've got Jamie Lee Curtis, Lindsay Lohan, of course, Mark Harmon, Harold Gold, Chad Michael Murray.
Oh, come on. Although, I mean, maybe we can talk about this a bit later on, but Chad Michael Murray in this film, is he hot? Are we supposed to think he's hot?
He's got that bad boy edge, which girls like.
He's got that greasy edge.
He does have greasy edge. And a Von Dutch jumper. Ew. Oh, drop me out. We also have Christina Vidal, Lucille Song, Rosalind Chow, Willie Garson, Julie Gonzalo, Hayley Hudson, and Stephen Tobolowsky. It's a really long name. It was very hard to pronounce and I'm not going to attempt again.
Okay. So I think I know about half of those names, but when you put them all together, magic is made.
Oh, absolutely.
So shall we just run through these names, see what they're up to nowadays?
Jamie Lee Curtis. She's recently been in the film Knives Out.
Yes, with Daniel Craig and Chris Evans. People most commonly know her from the Halloween franchise, which was huge in the 70s. And now it's coming back. There's going to be a brand new Halloween film this year. Anything she touches turns to gold.
Absolutely. Platinum. She also, for those people that might be interested in this, you should be interested in this, she's in New Girl. She plays Jess's mum, Joan Day. Chad Michael Murray, One Tree Hill legend.
Yeah, but I've actually never seen it.
What?
I never saw it.
He was also in Gilmore Girls. I've said this in another podcast episode. I love the Gilmore Girls so much. He was also in A Cinderella Story and Riverdale.
Yes, he was. He played the cult leader. And I mean, I stopped watching Riverdale a while ago, but from what I heard, he's topless in nearly every scene. Like, cult leader always naked?
Chad Michael Murray with his six pack out.
Sign me up. Let me drink your red Kool-Aid or anything else you got.
Yeah, I've never watched Riverdale. Don't hate me. Julie Gonzalo, she always plays like the mean bitch
in
every film.
So she plays Stacey Hinkhouse, which I love that name.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Stacey Stinkhouse. Like, come on, why did no one say that? So she's been in a few things. She was in A Cinderella Story playing like literally the exact same character.
Yeah.
But we love her for it. She was in the TV show Dallas, the new reboot that they did. And also, she played Jamie Lee Curtis's daughter in Christmas with the Kranks.
I love that. Now, Rosalind Chow, she is in, which I'm very excited about because I think she's an amazing actress. She's in the new Mulan remake that Disney have made.
I need to watch that.
Although Mushu's not in this one, which I'm really upset about.
And none of the original songs.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm like, what?
She was also in Laundromat and The OC.
Oh, great.
And then, of course, Christina Vidal.
I love Christina Vidal. So she plays Maddie, who is one of Anna's best friends in the movie. She is so great. Really, like, she's the unsung hero in this film.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. A lot of you might remember her from the Nickelodeon series. Taina.
So good. I mean, bring that back. I want to see what she's doing nowadays.
When she's 30
series. Absolutely. To go hand in hand with that Lizzie reboot that might be happening.
Well, in episode one, we've basically set a petition for it, so...
Mm-hmm. Jim Fall is going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't already heard, listen to our bonus episode. Don't want to miss it.
No,
he basically
don't.
Gives us a role in Lizzie McGuire.
Which we're taking. Christina, she's also in a new ABC series called United We Fall, which is amazing. So kudos, Christina. We're very excited for you.
Yeah, we fall hard for you, Christina.
Taina, Taina.
So here we go. Best supporting character. Somebody that I immediately wanted to give this award to was the poor woman at the deli counter.
Yes.
So Jamie Lee Curtis, her character Tess Coleman, is in the grocery store. She's talking to one of her patients on her Bluetooth device. And as she's giving this like profound advice, she just so happens to be passing this woman on the deli counter who thinks that Tess is talking to her. And what's that quote?
She says, "And Elizabeth, remember, you are a smart, strong, beautiful, independent woman, and you don't need a man to complete you." And then she looks at Tess and goes, "Thank you."
And then Tess is like, "Okay, bye." Like, she's like, awkward.
Oh.
In that situation, you can't be like, "Oh, bitch, I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm on the phone.
Keep slicing that beef."
Beef slice. Ew. I think that was so funny. That's so early on in the film as well. But we have a couple others.
Yes, we do. There's a lot of characters that appear in the therapy scenes. And I do think we need to talk about incoherent crying patient.
Oh, do an impression. Go on. Wow.
Was that good?
That was great. That whole montage of Anna in Tess's body trying to just get through those three sessions is so funny. There's also that guy talking about Tess's book.
He's like, "So I started reading your book and it makes me really depressed."
"And how do you feel about that?"
"Depressed."
Sassy.
Sassy.
But fair enough. You're paying $150 for the session and she's just repeating what he's saying.
The best supporting character has to be Pepe's mom.
Pepe's mom has got it going on.
She is so naughty and just, you gotta love her.
She ruins Anna and Tessa's life for a couple days.
She does. When I think of her, I just think of that little face where she kind of smirks to the side like,
Yes, when she's walking past and she's just like smiling at them.
But I love it. I just think she's amazing. So she is definitely best supporting character for sure.
I love that scene at the end when she offers the fortune cookies to Harry and the grandpa.
Cookie.
And they're like, "Yeah, sure." And then
Pepe runs, yeah. Literally pushes them to the ground, doesn't she? "Harry, Mr. Coleman."
And can I just say, you never see Grandpa get up. Did Pepe kill Grandpa? On Disney Plus, they've got a few deleted scenes and alternative endings.
Mm.
And one of the alternative endings, you don't see Pepe push them out the way. So they take the cookies and then it cuts to a long shot of the wedding tent and everything starts shaking and you just hear Grandpa say, "Earthquake!" And that's how the film ends, which I think I would have preferred.
That would have been so funny. Disney missed a trick. Walt messing it up again. Now we're going into best musical moments.
So this kind of acted as a segue between Lindsay's acting career and her musical career.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, can we just take a moment to appreciate Lindsay Lohan's song Rumours? So good. Thank God it's still on Spotify. Such a banger.
Okay,
and Lindsay, please, we need more albums. So I heard that for this film, she practiced playing the guitar for a whole year. That is commitment.
What? They say to be a master of anything, you have to learn something for 10,000 hours.
But I'm tired now.
I know. 8 hours a day for like 4 years. Are you kidding me?
Is that what it is?
Something like that.
Ew, not worth it. I mean, just do go on Guitar Hero. It's just like, oh, press the yellow button. I don't know. I never had Guitar Hero, obviously. Give me Dance Mat.
Or do what they did in the House of Blues where you pretend to play and someone plays for you.
So good. So yeah, Lindsay, she's got some pipes on her. She sings the closing credits song, Ultimate. It's a good song. Like, it is actually pretty
good. It was catchy.
Good.
When we watched it together, we were kind of like
bopping along.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Want to shout out to the makeover scene with that song, What I Like About You.
It's kind of like a Rocky version.
Yeah, it
what
is.
What I Like About You.
What I Like About You.
Really good soundtrack.
Really, really good.
And also, I want to point out the Baby One More Time motif that features at least a couple times in the film. We hear a Rocky version playing in the cafe where Jake works. And then later, he's standing outside the house singing it a cappella. Not well, I might add.
Oh my gosh, when he serenades that outside the house.
Yeah. Oy.
That is
it was
so
a choice. Well. Thank gosh that Chad Michael Murray did not feature on Lindsay Lohan's album. Hit me, baby, one more. And I guess, yeah.
Have you ever been serenaded before outside your house?
You know what? I can't say that I have. Have you?
Yes.
What?
So my parents woke up in the night because they could literally hear these guys outside our house going, Emily, we love you. And they were like, what the heck? They were just like, okay, whatever. And went back to sleep. I'm on the opposite side of the house, so obviously did not hear anything. And then we woke up in the morning. There was a traffic cone on our car.
Gosh, wow.
We must have been like 18 or something, you know, when we first started drinking.
Yeah.
Well.
Legally.
Yeah.
Wink. What I thought was really interesting about using Baby One More Time is that 5 years later, Lindsay's going out to nightclubs with Britney Spears. There's some weird fortune cookie magic happening that's causing all of these weird coincidences.
Imagine if Pepe made that happen.
We stan Pepe harder than ever before. I mean, there's only one really that is worthy of the title, mm-hmm. and it is, of course, Pink Slip's debut single, Take Me Away.
Yes.
It's so, I was literally singing it in the shower today. So good. And it's not on Spotify, so I had to sing it a cappella. As bad as Chad. So this song actually existed before the film. I thought it was original, but it's a cover of a 2001 song that an Australian band released. And obviously Disney were like, no one in the US has heard this random Australian band, so let's just steal it.
Yeah.
Well, not steal it, you know, buy the rights to, to a cover. So good. Christina Vidal, who plays Maddie, is just incredible at it. She sounds amazing. I'm going to walk down the aisle to that song.
I think it's incredible. Okay, we'll make that happen.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
So next up, we're going to be discussing best quotes. And oh my gosh, Emily, I'm not joking, my page is full.
I've got a full page as well. So maybe we need to start with my favourite quote of this film, which is, look, I'm a walrus!
Have you ever done that in a Chinese restaurant?
If you have never got two chopsticks and put them in your nose and pretended to be a walrus before, you are not a child of the noughties.
You are not using chopsticks correctly if you haven't done that. Harry is so cute in this film. He's a little brat, but like the actor is cute and like he's got a heart. And he's got like a few other quotes. Like I wrote down, Anna, mom's dead. No, she's clearly breathing, stupid boy.
I really like the scene where him and his friends have stolen the chocolate ice cream. And they're like,
Yeah. Most of the best quotes come when Anna is inside Tessa's body. Like the stuff that she comes out with. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to run through a few.
Yeah.
The rocking may be in short supply tonight, girls. And you play notes? Oh, I just thought we could play in the key of rock. And who can forget? Get away, you clone freak. Don't you take that tone with me. Oh my God, you are my mother. So funny.
Or the moment when she sees herself for the first time in the mirror and she's like, ew, I'm like the crypt keeper.
So funny. Like, I didn't know what a crypt keeper was. I mean, I still don't. I've never looked it up, but I can, like, assume.
I think of the
Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper from Sims. There's also some things that Tess say that I think is really funny, where she's on the phone to Harry, and she's like, yes, I would consider the lawnmower to be a power tool.
That literally resonates with me so much. I remember when I had a babysitter looking after me for the day and she couldn't find me. I'd like disappeared from the house. She couldn't find me. And she went out the front and found me in our garage sawing wood. I was literally 7 or 8 years old. And she just came over and she was like, maybe put the saw down. And I was like, okay. Like, what? Imagine like, Sophie, I cut my thumb off.
Like, what?
So I definitely relate to Harry. I also love when Tess in Anna's body says, oh, my first French fry in 8 years. Like, I used to say that when I was 10.
Really?
Who did I think I was like, what?
Because we need to give credit to the character who is Evan. At the beginning when Tess asks Evan how he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, this morning was good. But then I got up.
This is a guy talking who goes to therapy 5 times a week. Like, I want to know what his deal is.
And also, for someone who has such bad anxiety, he's got a very good job if he can afford $150 per day.
Right.
How much is that a week?
$750.
$750.
And he wears a nice suit as well. Nice glasses. What is he doing? Does he work in the halibut industry? I don't care about the extra cost.
Clearly. 10,000 on halibut. That is Evan sorted.
Right. He's some like halibut chef. I don't know. What? Fishmonger? What's the word?
Some halibut king.
Halibut king. Evan, the halibut king. All hail his fishiness. His royal fishiness. You know, like Highness. You know fish?
Yeah, yeah. Best friends with Bird's Eye Man.
Yeah.
There's always that moment where Anna in Tess's body is going to go on that TV show. Like cooking. I mean, have you never heard of takeout and cleaning? Let's don't and say we did. Quality time with your kids? You know what? Quit bugging them. Leave them alone. They like it. True.
That is, I think that is our best quote. I love that. Let's don't and say we did. Ugh, hard relate. Hard relate.
Right.
Yes, Tess. Now, cast your mind back. It's 2003. Fashion was in a very different place than it is today.
Oh boy.
So when we talk about most iconic outfits, we're not saying it's the best outfit. We're just saying it's iconic in its own right. Okay? Mm-hmm. So dear listeners, please stick with us through this because there are some choices in this film.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Disney actually wanted Anna to be more gothic and Lindsay Lohan was like, if I'm a goth, it's going to isolate loads of people because they can't like relate to me. And then actually they've changed the character to be a lot more rock and roll as opposed to goth.
Thank God. Because first of all, no one wants to see Lindsay Lohan as a goth. Secondly, what would her band have been like? Like Screamo?
Ew, that is the worst genre.
Take out Scream. It's just no.
Scream no. Please, we don't want it.
We don't want it. Wow, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. When Tess is in Anna's body and she dresses her up in like the little preppy beige chinos and the
like the Oxford blue shirt.
Exactly.
And she's like, I've been dying to comb these rats out for years.
Exactly. And she's like, you look really cute. And then I think Anna says, yeah, if I was selling Bibles.
So true.
So good.
But when I think most iconic outfit, it has to be the look Anna wears for school. When we first see her, she's wearing like the red long sleeve shirt with a black t-shirt over it with a kind of embroidered guitar motif on top. Like, we get it. You're in a band, you know? She's got her like denim jean. She's got like a studded belt. Sure, it was very of the time, but I think it was a look of that time. Even when she turns that t-shirt inside out and she's got all like the like threads hanging out, it's still kind of iconic.
I'm so with you. Like, that look is so iconic.
Like, totally. If I think about Freaky Friday, that is the look I would put Lindsay in.
Rock chick.
We can't talk about most iconic outfits without talking about Tess Coleman's transformation. I love a makeover scene. I think it just elevates any movie. It's so rare to find a makeover scene where the subject turns out worse than...
Yes! Thank you!
Right?
Oh my gosh. Every time I've seen that film, that's always on my mind. I'm like, oh no.
They cut her... I mean, her hair wasn't great to begin with.
No, but it was like a nice mom bob.
Yeah, it was almost a bit mullety. She gets those like blonde frosted tips almost.
Oh no.
She's got that like horrible necklace, that like almost like crushed velvet dress that is like so many different colors of puke.
Yeah.
She gets that. She gets like her ear pierced at the top. I like the boots. I don't mind the boots.
Yes, we'll make an exception.
Okay.
For the boots.
Yeah. Like you think, okay, you're investing like a good couple minutes to this makeover scene. Make sure she looks good.
Oh, 100%.
Come on, Disney.
Like actually, don't make her look like a drama school teacher.
Oh my gosh, it's so drama teacher.
Right?
That's
and
it.
Those rectangle sunglasses, very Craig David.
Wow.
You've got 7 days to fix this look.
Did you write that one down? Wow, well done.
Okay, so now we're going on to our favourite part of the podcast, which is the Can We Discuss section. And I'm thinking we should start with Anna's highlights. Can we discuss these, please?
Chunky, but not funky.
Oh, right? I know you're 15, but you can tell if your highlights don't look good or not.
So, enlighten me, because I'm just a guy and I maybe don't understand what like they should look like. Is it just the fact that it looks like she's got a skunk on her head?
Yes. So highlights are supposed to look like a lighter version of your natural colour or like the base colour. So it looks like, oh, you've been kissed by the sun. Whereas she literally looks like...
she's been hit with the peroxide truck.
Literally hit by the peroxide truck.
And it's not even throughout all her hair. It's just like the front bit, right?
Yeah, like she's maybe got like 4 or 5 strips. I'm not sure. Mm. It just doesn't... it's not a look.
No. So I just wanted to speak my truth and just put it out there that Tess is a terrible mom and a horrible therapist. End of podcast. Good night, everyone. No, okay, look. She doesn't believe Mr. Bates has a vendetta against Anna. She doesn't believe Stacey Hinkhouse is a bitch. She doesn't believe Harry always instigates the fights with his sister. And she doesn't listen when Harry complains about bullies. And also, she lets Anna take her therapy session with Evan, a man who has 5 appointments a week. He's clearly unstable. He needs professional help. Why didn't she just recommend one of her other therapist friends? Like, she's terrible. She's terrible. And I worry for any of her children and patients. Was that enough of a rant?
That
for
was
you?
Such a good rant.
I feel like I always go on rants on these episodes, but like, she's a danger to children and her patients.
Honestly, the amount of money she gets, you'd think she would be a better therapist for sure.
Right? And she's like just dropping 10k on Halibut.
You could drop 10k on anything. A nice watch.
But please don't waste it on fish.
On halibut. So obviously the girls go to the House of Blues to do the Wango Tango rock auditions.
Yeah.
Why is a rock audition called the Wango Tango?
Is it a type of dance? Is it like a soft drink?
I just want to put the word tango with rock. Sounds like an awful like competition to be a part of.
No wonder a group of 15-year-olds got on to the Wango Tango auditions with a name like that. No reputable band would want any part of it.
Yeah, it's literally like, and up next is the tweenies. Hopefully, in the US, you know who the tweenies are, but they're kind of like...
they're like Teletubbies,
yeah,
but more annoying.
Oh. And there was one called Jake.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe.
Bella is definitely a Stacey Hinkhouse.
Oh my god, totally.
Absolute bitch. Speaking of Jake, maybe it's me, but I feel like there's like significant plot holes with who Jake is. Like, was he an older student or did he work at the school? Because she's like, why are you always in detention? He's like, I work here. He has the keys to the storage room where they have all the tests. Like, what's going on? And why is he so interested in one of the like younger students? Also, he's so fine with breaking up a marriage. And all it took for him to decide that he actually liked Anna and not Tess was seeing her fake playing a song at the House of Blues. Like, who is this guy? If anyone else thought the same thing, please get in touch. And I just don't want to feel alone in this. Like, I'm so, like, if we ever meet Chad Michael Murray, we'll be like, so, you know that film you did 17 years ago? What the fuck? Something else I want to talk about. After they body swap, they don't talk as the others actually would talk. Like, it's so unrealistic. Like, Anna and Tessa's body is suddenly really immature. She'll be like, oh, I don't want to marry Ryan. Ew. Like, I can't see Lindsay Lohan saying that. You know what I mean?
Apparently, Jamie Lee Curtis, I've seen in an interview with her, she was very last minute sent a script by Disney to be in the film. They called her, she was on a book tour. They basically sent her the script on Thursday. She met their director on Saturday, dyed her hair on the Sunday.
Right.
And then they started filming on the Monday.
I did not know that. Mm. Oh, okay. Well, okay. Look, I take it, Jamie, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to doubt your acting skills, but I just felt like some of the dialogue was a bit iffy. But you had 4 days or less to prepare. Then you know what?
Kudos.
Kudos.
There's another very like gossy kind of thing about the film as well.
Oh,
so apparently Chad Michael Murray was Lindsay Lohan's first kiss. And
what a first kiss.
Right? And she was like really nervous about this because obviously, why wouldn't you be? You're about to kiss Chad Michael Murray. Yeah. And basically Jamie Lee Curtis was like in her trailer with Chad and Lindsay. And she was like, honestly, it's really not a big deal. Just get it over and done with. Like, just do it now kind of thing. So you're not like having to think about this.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's like this. And apparently, she just kissed Chad Michael Murray.
Right then
in front
and
of
there.
Lindsay. Yeah. So Chad Michael Murray was like, oh my God, I've just made out with Jamie Lee Curtis.
And no one was filming it.
What?
Oh my god!
How hilarious!
That's crazy. And also, he's over the age, but
yeah, of course.
Inappropriate or just an acting method? I don't know.
I
feel like that would make me more nervous. How funny! So who said that story? Jamie?
Chad Michael Murray.
Oh, Chad Michael Murray
said this on an interview. How crazy is that?
That is. I love that. Ah, the goth, you bring the goth.
Right.
That's fantastic.
Okay, we're doing the trivia round now, and I'll start, okay? So what does Ryan, can I just say, the world's nicest stepdad in the world.
So sweet. And also a little bit of a looker.
Oh yeah, he's hot.
Yeah, like in his heyday, Mark Harmon was voted most sexiest male in like 1980 something. Oh. So he had it at one point, and he still had it in 2003.
Yeah, he does. He was a DILF, and now he's probably a JILF. Can you say that? Anyway, here's my question. What does Ryan say he's ordered for Anna when they're at the House of Chang?
He pre-ordered the Peking duck for Anna.
Yes.
And doesn't she reply with like, joy? Or like something
right?
Like,
if someone Ruth. Said, I pre-ordered you the Peking duck, I'd be like, shall we get married instead?
Love that.
I'd be so grateful.
Yeah. That takes a while to prepare. Oh, should we go for duck after this?
Okay.
Right, okay, question number one for you. What is the name of Tess Coleman's book?
Senescence in Retrograde?
That's the second part, if you got the first part. If you think of the artwork on the cover, you'll get it.
Tess Coleman. Oh.
No, that's just her name. Nice try.
I thought it would be Tess Coleman, Senescence in Retrograde.
Do you remember the picture that's on it?
It's like a woman looking in the mirror, right?
Yeah.
Oh, looking in the mirror.
Close.
Looking at your reflection. Reflections.
No.
Oh.
I'm going to give you the point. Through the looking glass, Senescence in Retrograde.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And fun fact, the artwork of the daughter looking in the mirror and her mother's reflection, that is the artwork from the original Freaky Friday novel from the 70s.
Oh,
that was a nice touch.
That's very nice. Okay. So here's another one which features in the House of Chang.
Okay. My new favourite place.
Yeah. Doesn't it remind you of when we went to Amsterdam? We went to that incredible Chinese restaurant.
What was it called?
The Sea Palace?
Yes! Yes, because it was like a floating restaurant on the river. And remember, we cycled all the way through the city to get there, and it was so worth it.
So, so worth it.
Right, so this takes place in the House of Chang.
They walk in and they speak to Pepe, and she's like, Mama! And Pepe's mum walks out and she starts speaking in Cantonese. And then Pepe's like, she's crazy. What does Pepe's mum say?
She says, no, I'm not, you ungrateful child.
She says, someday they'll thank me.
Okay, here's an easy one. What is Mr. Bates's first name?
Elton.
Yes! Elton Bates.
Oh, Elton is such an awful name. I'm really sorry if you know someone called Elton. Elton John.
Yeah.
If he's listening to this
And that
podcast.
Wasn't even... That's not his real name. Oh, wait, is it? No, it's not.
No.
So he chose Elton.
He chose Elton.
Here's a quick bonus question for you off the back of that. What were the two reasons cited by Tess why she didn't go to the dance with Elton when he asked her?
Because she had a boyfriend and he was weird.
Yes!
Two very good reasons to not go to a dance with someone.
Right.
Right? Okay, here's my next question. What car will Anna most definitely be picking up?
The Volvo.
Yes. Oh my god, pick up the Volvo.
Cool.
Cool.
Wow. I heard in an interview that Dina Lohan hired a BMW for Lindsay to drive around during this movie to just kind of have some fun. So I think a BMW is a bit better than a Volvo.
Oh, gosh.
That being said, if Volvo want to sponsor our show, send us an email. Here's an interesting one. What's the name of the delivery man that Tess mistakes for Evan?
Oh.
She's like, Evan! And he goes, no, and points to his...
Boris.
Yes!
And I only remember that because right now we're all thinking, Boris Johnson.
And I've got an interesting tidbit for you.
Right.
That actor was in the original Freaky Friday movie. He played Jodie Foster's love interest called Boris.
What?
So maybe it's like supposed to be the same Boris all these years later. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah, nice little cameo.
Very nice.
I heard they asked Jodie Foster if she wanted to be the mum in it, and she said no.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Anyway.
Jodie Foster, bad for you. All right. So when Anna is pretending to play guitar, who does Tess tell her to pretend to be?
She says, Keith. Tess walks away and she's like, Richard's mom.
Yes, that's it. Keith from the Rolling Stones. Keith Richards.
What's the name of the TV show host? She's like, love the book. I actually read this one. Oh, and then she also says, for those of us who say no longer 20. You know, like really annoying voice.
Yeah, that was very good. Thanks. She played like a QVC woman. Very yeah. Well. Is her name Deborah?
Oh, close. Begins with D. It's like, it's the show.
Dottie Robertson.
Yes! Yes! That actress was the wife of the director, I believe.
Oh, really?
Or something. Someone from the crew, yeah.
She was married to Mark Waters.
I think so. Or someone else in the crew, yeah.
That's one way to get yourself a credit on a film, yeah. Isn't it?
She was good. She was good.
She was good.
No longer 20.
So, what is the name of the band that Jake really likes?
Oh, it's when they're in the cafe. Is it the White Stripes?
He does say that he likes the White Stripes, so you'll get half a point.
Little Mix. I don't know.
It actually is The Vines.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I did not get that one. Okay, my final question for you now. Where did Ryan say Anna's door was hidden?
In the basement? In the back room?
You're along the right lines, but that's not quite it.
I'll be honest, I'm unsure.
The door was underneath the back stairs. She's like I didn't figure that one out. Well, then why didn't you get it? Where's your tool belt? Oh, just a studded belt.
Just take the studs on, turn it back on.
Yeah. Well, there we go. I did not keep scoring on who won, but let's just say we're both winners. Well, I really enjoyed that. I think Freaky Friday, it's just another one of those films that has stood the test of time.
Iconic Disney.
Iconic,
for sure.
Classic in that golden era. I had a lot of fun.
Freaky Friday is an amazing film, and I'm really pleased that we reviewed this one.
Yes, absolutely. And we have to book a table at House of Chang ASAP.
Oh, I've booked a seat for 6 p.m. What's the time now?
Oh, gosh. It's 5:59. We're going to go.
Pepe's going to be so annoying.
Oh, God. All right, guys. We're going to go. Bye. No, I'm joking. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed. Listen, if you've got any other film recommendations that you'd like us to review, please let us know. Send us a DM at HeyNowHeyNow on Instagram. Also, if you haven't already, please rate and review our show on Apple. It really helps increase our visibility and get out to more people like you, lovely lot. So yeah, if you've got a couple minutes, give us a cheeky 5-star review.
If you do that, we'll make sure to give you free Peking duck and fortune cookies.
Who's paying for that?
Pepe.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.